Hello, everyone. I'm reading... Excuse me, I had to sneeze there. I'm reading from chapters 31 and 32 of this book, God Does Not Love Everyone, But He Does Love His Elect, From Everlasting Till Everlasting. You see the picture of the potter and the clay there on the front of the book. This is the theme throughout this book. But we're reading in chapter 31 this morning of the book. And I would encourage you, if you want this book, we're not trying to sell books. If you'd like to have this book, I'd be more than pleased to send you a PDF copy of the book. This is available online on Lulu.com, and you just put in Larry Phillips and it'll take you to the books that I've written. But if you can't afford the book, I understand that, and I'd be happy to send you a free PDF copy of the book. The Apostle, chapter 31, conferred not with flesh and blood. The Apostle Paul also reaffirms that man did not ordain him or call him. I'm going to repeat that. The Apostle Paul also reaffirms that man did not ordain him or call him to preach the gospel, but it was from God. Paul, an apostle, not of men. Should I read that again? Paul, an apostle, not of men. Neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. But I certify, he's making a certification here. I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. Yeah, how many times does he repeat himself? I wonder why he's repeating himself. I know why, by the way. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it. I'm sure glad the Apostle Paul didn't go to seminary, aren't you? I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it through seminary. Neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, you mean he didn't go to master's college? No, he didn't. He didn't go to Covenant Theological Seminary? What about Calvin College? But when it pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son to me, that I might preach him among the heathen. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. That makes me shout and happy. Okay? That makes me shout and happy. Galatians 1:1. Galatians 1:11-12 and Galatians 1:15-16. This passage has always given me a great deal of comfort because my experience was very similar to the Apostle Paul's in that I was not called to preach the gospel by man or through a seminary, but called to preach and teach by God. Notice Paul said, he did not confer with flesh and blood. Many people are not sold out to Christ, but they are sold out to other preachers, to other institutions of higher learning, to seminaries, and the government and political bodies. That is the major cause for the departure from the Word of God and a false gospel being preached and taught today. Paul continues to teach and preach against those preaching and teaching another gospel. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into grace of Christ and to another gospel, which is not another. But there would be some that trouble you. I wonder who those some are. There would be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. You've got to have an undergraduate degree, and you've got to have a Master's of Divinity degree where we can ordain you. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel on you than that which we have preached on you, let him be accursed. And as we said before, or so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you that ye have received, let him be accursed. And that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in to privately spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they may bring us into bondage. Think of all the seminary students who have been brought into bondage. They owe all of these student loans, and then they go after and get a higher degree, and that's even more money they owe. And then they are bound and beholden to man, aren't they? But when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. Before that certain came from James, he did eat with the Gentiles, but when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. There's a lot of people that fear the Jews today. There's a lot of people that fear Zionists and the false teachers that the Jews are God's chosen people. The physical Jews are not God's spiritually chosen people. The only ones who have been chosen by God are those who have been chosen from the foundation of the world to be recipients of His grace. And the other Jews dissembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. Notice how this social club mentality prevailed. Once one person jumps on the bandwagon, they're all like sheep, they all jump on it, don't they? But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, if thou be a Jew, livest after the manner of Gentiles, and not as do the Jews. Why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? You know? If you say that you're against the doctrine of free will, why do you compel people to associate with people that are upholding the doctrine of free will? Phillips' translation. If thou be a Jew, livest after the manner of Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? Why do you say that it's schismatic or causing dissension to call out those who are promoting dispensational theology, is my question. Why do you say that people are being schismatic if they come against rotten, no good, dead seminaries, and who have their doctor's degrees plastered all over their websites? We who are Jews by nature are not sinners of the Gentiles, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ. We're justified by the faith of Christ, not the proper translation of Hebrew and Greek. Not having a doctor in Hebrew and Greek. We're justified by the faith of Christ. Not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves also are found sinners. Is therefore Christ the minister of sin? Is therefore Christ the minister of sin? Christ himself said that they like their long robes and their phylacteries. They like to be seen of men in the cheap marketplaces. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. Paul himself said that he was a Pharisee of the Pharisee, brought up under Gamaliel. Isn't that what he said? And he counted it all as what? Dung. For if I build again the things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. For through the law, am dead to the law, that though I might live unto God, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. I think that should be the name on these seminaries. Frustrators of the Grace of God Seminary. Okay? For if righteousness came by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Galatians 2:11-21. Is this not conclusive evidence that God does not love everyone without exception, because there are always false prophets that rise up to oppose his gospel? Paul then teaches in detail that we are saved by the faith of Christ and not the deeds of the law. Not the deeds of the law. Well, you have to be approved by synod. I'm sorry, you have to be approved by session. I'm sorry, you have to have the Westminster Confession. You have to memorize it. You have to subscribe to the Westminster Confession of Faith. Oh, I'm sorry, you have to meet with the elders. And all the elders have to have at least a degree from seminary to be an elder or a deacon. Okay. Oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath evidently be set forth, crucified among you? This only would I learn of you. Okay, now here's the credentials that Paul sets forth for Christian believers. Okay, this only would I learn of you. Received ye the Spirit by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Well, I have a 3.7 GPA. Do you know how smart I am? Have you suffered so many things in vain, if it be yet in vain? He therefore that ministereth to you the Spirit and worketh miracles among you, doeth he by the works of the law, or by the hearing of faith? Oh, man. Even as Abraham believed God, it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. Not those who have a Doctor of Divinity degree. Not those that attended Metropolitan Tabernacle College. Not those who are in some elite club that have gone to Hebrew and Greek seminaries. Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the Scripture foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed. So then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. For as many as are under the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. No man is justified by the works of the law in the sight of God. It is evident, for the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doeth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be a man's covenant, yet it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or added thereto. I saw today on Facebook a picture of John MacArthur with Rick Warren. He's now joined Rick Warren. John MacArthur. They're in fellowship together now. Are we surprised? Rick Warren is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He wrote the absolute heretical false treatise, The Purpose-Driven Life. And now John MacArthur wants to associate with him. I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet it be confirmed, no man disannulleth or addeth thereto. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not as to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to my seed, which is Christ. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God in Christ the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disannul, that it should make the promise of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more a promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then serveth the law, it was added because of transgressions, till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator. Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one. Is the law then against the promises of God? God forbid. If there had been a law given which could have given life, verily righteousness should have been by the law. But the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. You know, there's now a whole group of Zionists that are trying to promote the fact that if anyone speaks their faith regarding the faith of Christ opposed to Zionism, that they are anti-Semitic. But before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after the faith is come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster. For we are the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many as you have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor... Now listen to this dispensationalist. Listen to this Zionist. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free, there is neither male nor female, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free. Paul is coming against these Judaizers. He says, stand therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ is made free. He started this whole thing out was saying that I did not confer with flesh and blood. I didn't receive this of man. That's what he started out with this. Wherewith Christ has made us free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. Do you think that, you know, what is modern-day circumcision? modern-day circumcision is requiring church membership, requiring a particular person to baptize you, requiring or subscribing to a confession or a creed or a synod or a session. That's modern-day circumcision. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to the whole law. Yeah, once you start going along with them and their little rules, there's no stopping, is there? Christ has become of none effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Galatians 3:1-29, Galatians 4:4-7, and Galatians 5:1-6. Well, that concludes chapter 1. Now we're going to go through chapter 32. But that was quite a thought, you know, that Paul puts forth that, you know, this has nothing to do with being accepted of man. Nothing. Nothing. You're trying to get in the graces of all these different denominations. You change the word denomination one letter and you get demonations. Chapter 32. The doctrine of predestination. Paul unveils the beautiful doctrine of predestination election in a marvelous way in the first and second chapters of Ephesians 1 through 2. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus, grace be to you and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of time he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in the which to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is the body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, where in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and we were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision in the flesh, made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenant of the promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. And came and preached peace to you, which were afar off, and to them that were not. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are. Ephesians 1 through 2. The Apostle Paul clearly sets forth that man is dead in his trespasses and sins. But God has quickened all of the elect whom were called by him before the foundation of the world and were predestinated unto adoption to be his children. He also shows us in chapter 3 the unsearchable riches of Christ. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that he might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Ephesians 4, 8 through 11, and Ephesians 4, 18 through 21. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and do his good pleasure. For by him are all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him, and he is before all things. And by him all things consist, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell, and having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. Colossians 1:11-20. Paul says, we have been given evidences of our election, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, in the Holy Ghost, and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake, and ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the Holy Word in much affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost. For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to Godward is spread abroad, so that we need not to speak anything, for they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we've had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe. For ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus. For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews. Faithful is he that calleth you, who will also do it. 1 Thessalonians 1:4-6. 1 Thessalonians 4:8-10. 1 Thessalonians 2:13-14. And 1 Thessalonians 5:24. We see again the contrast displayed by the Apostle Paul from those who have been given the faith of Christ and those who have not, and the end result upon each group of people in particular, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of this calling, and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness in the work of faith with power, that the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you, and ye in him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let, until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteous in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation, through sanctification of spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Thessalonians 1:8-12. 2 Thessalonians 2:7-14. Paul says that his acknowledging of the truth, the fact that he was an apostle and a servant of Jesus Christ, and the hope he has of eternal life, is all according to the faith of God's elect, and it was promised before the world began. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect, acknowledging that the truth was his after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Titus 1:1-2. The contrast is shown to those who are not the elect of God, unto the pure. All things are pure, But unto them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure, but even their mind and conscience is defiled. They profess that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and in every good work reprobate. Titus 1:15-16. Well, that concludes the reading of chapter 32. We've just read chapters 31 and 32 of this book. God does not love everyone, but he does love his elect from everlasting to everlasting.